In just 1 year, in 2002, we built 560 council homes across Donegal, built or acquired. Yet in the last 11 years, it was 543. It's absolutely shocking. And indeed, in that 10-year period from 2000 to 2009, we built five times more homes across Donegal. It's absolutely collapsed since then, and that's intentional. Rather than build permanent homes for families across Donegal, we've been paying for private rental homes, and it has to stop. This policy has left, and as public representatives, we deal with this at the coal face. We're constantly, you know, every day, we're dealing with families who want to have that permanent roof over their head, that security that was there in the past.
Are there not, though, a number of other factors behind the reason for the decline in social housing in Donegal? Like, we do know that the country generally entered a recession in and around that time.
Well, you could maybe forgive for a few years, but you can't in any way forgive for an entire decade of, you know, refusing to invest. And indeed, what we need to see in the next number of years is returning and indeed increasing on the levels from 2000 to 2009. And there's no sense of that. There's no sense of the urgency that's required. I mean, we have dealt with families as public representatives who have been asked to vacate the home that they were renting, and they just can't find another home. Where literally you had families, in some cases, who were working, who could be facing homelessness. You know, and that's the reality of the housing crisis that we'd faced over the last decade in Donegal. This has been a disastrous and intentional policy. And I mean, indeed, if you look at in recent times, there's been no barrier whatsoever to start to reverse the lost decade. And the problem with numbers and statistics is it doesn't ever do justification to the real impact in people's lives. And in this case, we have today 2,300 plus families who are availing of rental assistance who need to get a permanent home. That doesn't even include families who are forced to live with their parents, who can't source the home that they need out there because they need those family supports. So this is a real ongoing crisis, an intentional crisis of government failure, and it has to change.
And you have released this data against the backdrop of another crisis that the country is facing currently, the COVID-19 pandemic. Like, really and truly, do you foresee this being remedied into the years ahead when we don't even know what COVID and the impact that will have on the economy?
Well, we know that last year it did put a freeze on the house building programme. But when I look at the numbers in terms of the that can be built in Donegal, that Donegal County Council currently can do, I think it's around 160 at the very most that could be delivered this year. And that's nowhere near enough. Well, like, we need to play catch-up for a lost decade. We have families who are on the housing list for years and years and years. And you know, we have a situation where we have widely available public land in Donegal. We have a wide range of private developers who have lands that they will build houses on. I'm aware of at least a number of cases where it's painfully slow to get that process moving on. In fact, the problem with this is that the house building system, as it goes from local authority to central government, it does not reflect in any way the state of the emergency that's out there. This has been going on for years, and I wanted to get a full understanding from 1994 through to 2020, what was the house building? And when you look at the numbers from 1994 through to 2010, from that moment on, it's an absolute collapse, and that was intentional, and it has never been reversed, and it has to be reversed.